Hare Krishna. So basically discussing three doors, and we have covered two. That is Jivatma, all of us, and Prakriti, the three modes of material nature. Now comes the third one. Now, as we said in the last video, that a person might have a question saying, okay, I understand that I am not doing the actions. Three modes of material nature are doing the actions. But who is controlling the three modes? Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna is controlling the three modes. So if Krishna is controlling the three modes and three modes is controlling me and the actions are happening because of that, so basically the actions are happening because of Krishna. So whenever some sinful action is happening, then why am I getting all the results of that, sinful results? And why am I suffering? So that should go to Krishna. He has done that. So it's not that, it is something else. So let's see what is the actual truth. This particular shloka will remove all that misunderstanding that we have regarding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the question that if Lord is there, then why there are so many negative things happening in this world? This also will be answered in this particular shloka. So let's see, shloka number 15. नादत्ते कस्यचित् पापं न चैव सुकृतं विभुः अज्ञानेनावृतं ज्ञानं तेन मुह्यन्ति जन्तवः. सो हियर वी आर स्पीकिंग अबाउट द लॉर्ड द थर्ड डूअर विभु द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड विभु द अनलिमिटेड वन. न आदत्ते कस्यचित् पापं न च एव सुकृतम्. सो लॉर्ड डज नॉट अज्यूम एनी वन्स पापम सिंफुल और सुकृतम पायस एक्टिविटीज. देन हु इज डूइंग इट. सो हियर इट इज गिवन अज्ञानेन आवृतम ज्ञानम. सो व्हेन द नॉलेज इज कवर्ड बाय अज्ञान बाय इग्नोरेंस तेन मुह्यन्ति जंतवः द लिविंग एनिटी गेट्स बिविल्डर्ड. And he is the one who actually does it. He is the one who actually desires it. So this is what is the essence of this particular shloka. So let's get into detail. So this particular shloka is a very important shloka. And lots of important points are there to understand. This will actually give us a clear idea of what is our role and what is Lord's role. What is the role of Prakriti. Very, very important. The Sanskrit word Vibhu means Supreme Lord who is full of unlimited knowledge, riches, strength, fame, beauty and renunciation. So these are the six opulences, and so Lord is called as Bhagavan. The one who processes Bhaga opulences is called as Bhagavan. So he is always satisfied in himself, undisturbed by sinful or pious activities. Another name of the Lord is Atmaram. He is completely satisfied. He does not need anything. See, only when a person needs something, he'll do some activity, isn't it? He'll do some sinful activity to get the things done very fast, or he'll do some pious activities to make sure that his future is very nice. But here, when it comes to the Lord, he's Atmaram, he's self-satisfied, he does not need anything. Why will he do any activity? Right? So, in this way, we understand that he's Vibhu, he's unlimited with all the opulences. He does not create a particular situation for any living entity. But the living entity, bewildered by ignorance, desires to be put into certain conditions of life, and thereby his chain of action and reaction begins. So Lord is not doing that. Who is doing it? It is the living entity. That is all of us. And why are we doing it? Because our knowledge, our actual knowledge is covered with ignorance. Since our actual knowledge is covered with ignorance, we don't know what to desire. And unfortunately, we desire for what? For sense gratification. And since we desire for sense gratification, we desire for enjoying in this world. We have been put in this world. See, Lord is very, very merciful. Now, we all are His kids. And whatever we desire, out of love, Lord fulfills that desire. So, in this way, we understand that we are the ones who desire. And because of that, now we have come here to this material world. And Lord has made this material world for us. Not to, let us play in this material world, to become the master, to become the Lord. And we are trying to play that. Like small kids, you know, we might have seen. Small kids, they have a kitchen set and they start playing as if they are the ones who are cooking, they are the ones who are going to office and taking care of the kids and all that. But what are they doing? They're just playing. Same thing is happening with all of us. We are just playing in this world. Why we are playing in this world? Because we desired for it. And so we are playing in this world. Then it is said that a living entity is by nature superior, full of knowledge. Nevertheless, he is prone to be influenced by ignorance due to his limited power. See, we are Anu, we are insignificant, and Lord is Vibhu. He is unlimited. But then, we might have difference in quantity, but we are one in quality. Lord Satchit Ananda, he is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. Same is the case with us. We are eternal as spirit soul, full of knowledge, and we are also blissful. But the problem is because of the quantity. So Lord is eternal, Lord is unlimited. So he cannot be covered by ignorance. But then we are chutku, very, very minute we are. So we are covered with ignorance. And since we are covered with ignorance, all these problems are coming. And all these problems come because of the desires that we have. The ignorant desires of enjoying. So this is very clear that we are actually knowledgeable, but then that knowledge is covered by ignorance. And by the practice of Krishna consciousness, that ignorance will be removed. That's what is the point, which has to be noted. Now, another very important point is that when the living entity is bewildered in his desires, the Lord allows him to fulfill those desires. But the Lord is never responsible for actions and reactions of the particular situation which may be desired. See, Lord has given us free will. He is not the one who is controlling us fully. We are not robots. He has given us free will, and by that free will we are desiring whatever we want. And when we desire something, so what happens? Lord sanctions it based on our past karma. If our past karma supports, Lord will sanction that desire. And He'll tell the material nature, chalo, materialize, you know, whatever desire He has. Then the three modes of material nature will start working. So in this way we understand that three modes of material nature act only when we are desiring and when Lord is sanctioning. Without that, it will not happen. Another very important point to note here is embodied soul identifies himself with the circumstantial material body and becomes subjected to the temporary misery and happiness of life. It's only because of that ignorance all this is happening. Since we are in ignorance, we consider this body to be ourself. And anything happens to this body, a good situation, favorable situation, we think, no, this is very favorable and we are happy. And there's unfavorable situation to this body, we think, oh, it's unfavorable to me, and we become in distress and misery. It's again because of that ignorance that is covering our real knowledge of we are not the body, we are spirit soul, and we are part and parcel of Krishna. Lord is the constant companion of the living entity as Paramatma or the super soul, and therefore he can understand the desires of the individual soul as one can smell the flavor of a flower by being near to it. The Lord fulfills his desire as he deserves. Man proposes and God disposes. So it's a very nice point to understand. We have only one friend in our life. Only one friend. And that person is Paramatma. Supreme Personality of Godhead who is there in our heart. There might be many, many people with us throughout our life. But no one will come with us when we change the body. It's only Paramatma who travels with us from one body to another without thinking twice. Without considering which body we are entering. He is always there with us. Such a great friend, such a great well-wisher we have. And he is there so close to us that as soon as we desire something, he gets to know that desire. It's almost like when we get some fragrant flower close to us, we'll get the fragrance of it. Similarly, Lord is so close to us that he knows what is our desire. And he's so merciful. He's so merciful that as soon as we desire something, he checks if our karma supports that and he fulfills that desire. Basically, sanctions that desire. So this is what Lord is doing. He does two activities basically, staying with the living entity. First is Anumanta. He sanctions the desire. And second, Upadrishta. He keeps a watch on what we are doing. So in this way, Lord, you know, he just sees what the man is desiring and he sanctions the desire. That's what is his job description. But then who is the culprit? Culprit is we living entities. The Lord, being neutral to everyone, does not interfere with the desire of the minute, independent living entities. Now we might have a question, no, Lord should, whenever we desire something wrong, Lord should immediately stop us. No, but the point is, He loves us so much that He does not interfere, in that little independence that He has given to us. He says, chalo, you desire whatever you want. You desire, no problem. And since you are intensely desiring, O son, I will sanction that particular desire. That's exactly what Lord is doing, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as our well-wishing friend. That's what He's doing. But then, He takes a special care of someone. Who is that? Here it is. When one desires Krishna, the Lord takes special care and encourages one to desire in such a way that one can attain to Him and be eternally happy. But then if someone desires that, oh Krishna, I don't want anything, I just want You. As soon as this desire comes to the living entity, then Krishna makes all the arrangement. He encourages that desire and He sets everything right around so that that person can start practicing bhakti. So all of us, especially as students of Gita, we should have this one desire. After understanding so many things, we are at fifth chapter now. We understood so many things, in the previous chapters and even in the previous shlokas of this chapter, that how we are stuck in this material world, how our desires are actually entangling us in this material world, how we are suffering in this material world. So solution is this. Solution is to desire that I want to attain Krishna. I don't want anything else. I want to attain Krishna this very lifetime. I don't want to take any more chance in this material world. This one desire, if we can get, and if we intently desire for it and pray to Krishna for it, that's it. Krishna will do the rest. He will make all the arrangements. He will send right people in our life to give us proper guidance. And by that guidance, we will break the cycle of birth and death. So we have to desire. Our desires are contaminated. That is the problem. We have to just purify our desire by practicing devotional service and have this most favorable desire, that is to attain Krishna this very lifetime. And once that happens, we can be completely carefree because Krishna will take care of the rest. Therefore, the embodied soul, by his immemorial desire to avoid Krishna consciousness, causes his own bewilderment. Although he is eternal, blissful and cognizant, due to the littleness of his existence, he forgets his constitutional position of service to the Lord and is thus entrapped by the nuisance. It's all because of the filthy desire that we have. Filthy desire of not serving Krishna, but enjoying in this material world. Because of that, everything is happening. But then somehow or the other, if we realize this and desire, have a proper desire, that I want to attain Krishna this very lifetime, come what may, I'm ready to do anything now to attain Krishna. If this desire comes, I'm repeating again, Krishna will do all the arrangements. But this desire should come. How will this desire come? When we purify our desires, previous desires which are there. And how these desires will get purified? By chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When we chant this Maha Mantra very, very attentively, calling out for help from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all our past contaminated desires will get purified, and with time, by the mercy of our spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we will get this intense desire that in this very lifetime, I want to attain Krishna. Come what may, I am ready to do anything to get this desire fulfilled. So here we understand very clearly that the Lord neither hates nor likes anyone, though He appears to. It all depends on the desire of the living entity. So here is the triangle, the final triangle to understand. We, living entities, we desire. Paramatma, He sanctions the desire. And He orders Prakriti, the modes of material nature, to fulfill that particular desire. So who is the culprit in this entire triangle? We are the culprit. Because we were the one who desired, we were the one who tried attempting, and we are the one who are desiring to enjoy the result of that particular activity. So we are that culprit. So whom should we blame? Should we blame the Lord? We should blame the person in the mirror. Because he is the one who is responsible. So now, after understanding all this, if someone has knowledge of all this, then what will happen? Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.